launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And don't forget to visit Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. It is a comic site, first and foremost, with a very, very pro-liberty theme to it. But also, you'll get to hear some of the musings, the rantings, and the thoughts of one Dale Everett. So.
Or download flyers for the outreach thing.
Oh, for Voluntarism Election Day outreach.
Yep.
Now, could those flyers be used on other days besides voting day, or is it specifically designed for voting day?
No, they can be used any time.
Okay, cool. So go to anarchyinyourhead.com. Get more of Dale. As we continue, we will take your calls about anything if you make them. Want to tell you the rest of my story as to why I was late tonight, because I'm usually not late.
It's pretty uncommon that you're not doing the show.
So just to recap for people just tuning in, I am a member of the board of directors of the local public access television station. And when I moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, of course, freestateproject.org, where you can go to learn more about that. It's a movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging on the same geographic location. It was suggested that a good thing to do would be to get involved in the community. And, Dale, one of the things that you do to get involved is you're a volunteer at the local food kitchen.
Yep. And I'm a volunteer firefighter.
You're a volunteer firefighter, and I volunteer.
I'm not a firefighter. I'm a fire person.
Fire guy.
I'm not fighting anything.
Wait, you're not fighting?
You're a fire putter outer.
You're not fighting the fire when you're fighting the fire?
I'm not using that terminology in my life.
I see. Okay, gotcha. You're a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Well, that's a little can.
A little can?
Yeah, it's a can with a hose on it.
You can still be one who extinguishes, right?
I'm a fire person.
Anyway, so we are all involved to some extent in these things. Now, one could point out that, I mean, we talk a lot about freedom and how the government is coercive and violent and, you know, it's a dangerous organization that hopefully will be ended someday. But at some level, everything that we're involved in is tied into the state, right? I mean, with the public access channel that I am on the board of, it wouldn't exist if the government didn't have a franchise agreement that essentially prevented the way a franchise agreement works is they when the cable company comes into the area and says, hey, we want to provide your this area with cable services, and then, you know, they have to work with the government in order to get access to the poles so they can put their lines up and that sort of thing. And so without the government saying A-okay, yes, you can do this, and coming up with this franchise agreement, then the public access channel probably wouldn't exist, because it's part of that.
Yeah.
Like the part of the deal of the franchise agreement is that you will provide this public access. You will allow us to provide a public access channel. You'll give us the channel space to do this with, and you won't bill us for it, basically. Because odds are good, if you wanted to start your own cable television station, you could probably talk to your local cable provider and get a quote from them on what it would cost to, you know, to rent some channel space for a 24-hour channel.
Yeah.
But so it's part of the deal, right? And so one could say, well, Ian, you're being unprincipled by going and being on the board of directors at this organization. And I could see where someone would be coming from in that particular case. However, as I was talking about last hour, I understand that there are certain things that we can do within the system to help the message of freedom get out. And I feel as though if I can be an influential voice on the board of directors for freedom, an influential voice for freedom on this board of directors of this public access station, then there's some value there. Because a lot of our local activists are utilizing that public access station to put their message on. I don't know, Dale, if you've put any of your videos up there yet, but you could if you wanted to. I know that Sam from ObscuredTruth.com puts his videos there. I know that
Know that I could, actually. That's a good point.
Yeah, you absolutely could. It's the way it works is anybody can go down there that lives in the area and submit pretty much whatever they want for putting it on air. That's what public access is all about. And so one could also claim that by simply putting a video on the public access channel that that they are in some way being unprincipled. And I disagree entirely. I think that it's, you know, sort of the old example, Mark, that you've given in the past of, you know, if a criminal comes and steals your money from you, and then the criminal goes and hands out your money in the center of town, are you unprincipled for going by and getting $10 back?
Yeah, I don't think that that applies in this particular circumstance, because the criminal hasn't taken the money. You don't have to pay for the public access channel, because the people that pay for the public access channel are the ones that choose to take cable. I can choose the government option in this circumstance, or I can choose DirecTV or whatever.
Or nothing.
Or I can choose to, I don't think that not being able to choose to have television is necessarily the same choice. But, so it is involved in there, but it's not force and coercion into the nearly the same
right.
level that we're talking
That's
about.
That's one of the reasons why I feel more comfortable being on this board of directors, because it is probably the least egregious government program that exists in this area, in that exactly as you're saying, Mark, the people that are buying the cable channels are essentially opting in to pay this particular tax. You don't have
they don't have to if they don't want to.
Like, I've got cable modem at my house.
And the cable companies enjoy monopolies provided to them by governments.
You know, it's interesting. It's been claimed that
I hardly argue against that.
It's been claimed the executive director of the organization, the Public Access Channel, claims that the franchise agreement isn't exclusive here in Keene. So the claim is, and I don't know if it's true or not. For all I know, they would still just deny anybody else who came and applied. But the claim is that if somebody else came and wanted to do a cable run in Keene, New Hampshire, they'd be able to. I don't know if it's true or not.
That's possible. I think that if you look at the amount of infrastructure you'd have to put in to compete, it'd be a huge risk for,
yes.
And how many people are going to switch. It's sort of like incumbency,
sure.
How many people are going to switch.
It's not incumbent upon the legislators of Keene to decide whether or not the risk makes any sense for you. I think that if they have allowed open they have not created a monopoly in the area of cable, then they've done a good thing.
They claim. That's the claim.
And then there's things like DirecTV and I seem to recall there was and I think we even tried it once when I was younger. I think someone tried to compete with cable with a broadcast version that used an encryption and decryption thing. So you were actually getting your stuff broadcast to you, your channels
didn't
broadcast
work out,
to you.
Huh?
I don't think it made it, but that's an innovation.
Good for them
try
for trying.
Something like that where you don't have to put so much infrastructure in to compete.
So at the when you're out at the community kitchen, Dale, when you're volunteering there, that's an organization that accepts money from the local government.
I am increasingly conflicted about that, I have to admit, but it is such an excellent opportunity to get into my community and
see
people.
And they're the only ones that are doing
people.
It. They're the only ones that are really doing an effective job of getting
food.
And
I love the idea of people starting a free market alternative. I've heard people talk about it. But we're going to need a lot of people and a lot of
and experience.
Steady volunteers.
This is the one thing that people that are they're just poo-pooing all these things don't have. You've got a lot of hot air, but you don't know how to run an alternative because you've never done it.
Oh, no
because
doubt.
You won't do anything but talk about how you won't get involved in somebody who is doing it, with somebody who is doing it. So what you have to do is get involved, figure out how it's done, figure out what the mistakes are being made, and then you can perhaps set up some alternative.
Yeah, and no doubt about that. And they are vastly it's a huge infrastructure that is mostly not for those the funds they get from the city.
It's a very small percentage.
Yeah, it's a fraction of what they're functioning on. So you're not just competing with a city plant program. You're competing with something that has dabblings from the city. There are some advantages to the fact that you'd be doing a free market thing because you wouldn't have you wouldn't have to be following all the regulations and everything that come with the strings that are attached.
I hope
to
it happens someday.
I do too, but I think we are going to need more people to move here, and they are moving, and get more people interested in doing that and have to be able to even compete in that area. And I think we should start off by supplementing it.
Yes.
Like they don't do meals on Saturday at the soup kitchen locally. So if we did an alternative, maybe we could get enough volunteers to show up once a week and make something happen and provide a meal for people that day when the kitchen isn't doing it.
So would you consider, Dale, that you working, and I'll get back to the cable access thing, but just kind of the tangent of the discussion of working in community kind of areas that are tied into the government. Would you call that working in the system?
It's there's some overlap. There's some overlap there. Like I said, it is predominantly a voluntary thing.
How would you feel if you had the opportunity, if somebody came to you and said, Dale, we think you've been great here at the community kitchen, and we think you'd be great on the board of directors. Would you go for that?
I don't know.
Well, because what if on the board of directors you could have the influence to suggest that, hey, let's try to raise this money we're getting from the city without going to the city. You could do that.
Yeah, I probably would be.
It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
No restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's Order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. So join in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, and those features include updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. It's frontsight.com.
Okay, so explaining in a roundabout fashion why it was that I was late to the show by an hour and some tonight, and it's because I had a meeting about a free speech issue at the local cable access channel. But the discussion we'd gotten into before I really gotten into the detail on that was how all of the things that we're all doing, the three of us on the show tonight, all of the community kind of activities that we're doing are in some way, at some level, tied into the state. And as unfortunate as that is, it hasn't prevented us from going and getting involved in these activities. Dale, it hasn't prevented you, the fact that the government is giving money to the soup kitchen, from going down and volunteering at the soup kitchen. Mark, it hasn't prevented you that, you know, the fire department that is voluntarily operated is, you know, tied into the state. They're getting money from the local government, right?
Sure.
So
They're also giving me a stipend. I have not yet received a check. Apparently giving me a small amount of money for my time or effort or something like that. And I don't know how much it is or anything like that. So I'm actually getting a paycheck from the government, however small it might be. I will likely use that check to offset the taxes that same government will charge me. And then the remainder of it I will in some way return to the community.
Right. So just to get out there and get into the community, we find that inevitably, inexorably, we will be involved at some level, you know, with the state.
I think, yeah, you know, you bring up a good point, and I've always said, you know, people have called me a purist, and I always argue that because I don't think of myself as a purist. I mean, I do have, I feel like it's, you know, I don't want to live in a booger hut. I don't want to be a hermit out in the woods, not functioning in society, and the state has its tendrils into everything. I do want those tendrils out, and I'm doing everything. I'm doing the most expedient things I think that, you know, I can to affect that. But in the meantime, I have to function. I pay taxes at the moment. You know, we all do, even you, some, because you buy stuff and you have to pay sales tax.
I pay property tax.
You pay property tax or they'll take your house. You know, we do a lot. We do this mostly under duress.
Sure.
And in times like, you know, like you and I both have this situation. You're on the board of Cheshire TV. I do volunteer work for a place that takes a little bit of city money. And so we're both in these situations where it's kind of, we have to make a judgment call. You know?
So what I wanted to say about this is that we've made the call to get involved, and I think that's good because it brings our voices, the liberty voices that we have, into these community organizations where otherwise we wouldn't be. If you decided today to be a purist and stay home and not go and volunteer at that soup kitchen because they accept government funds, then you wouldn't be able to network with the people that are there. You wouldn't be able to, you know, to show the people that are currently working at the kitchen that liberty-minded people are regular folks too, and that we're not antisocial, and that we're very, very interested in, you know, helping people that that need help. And of course, some of those people don't really need help that come to the kitchen, but that's a whole other issue. And similarly, I'm coming into this this board situation on the television station's board as, again, a liberty-voiced person, somebody who's willing to talk about freedom and take those positions, especially when the time is necessary. And tonight was one of those times.
Free speech is a hill to die on. If we don't have that, then the liberty is, you know.
And that's one of the things that the public access stations are an interesting animal because they wouldn't exist, likely, in the absence of the government's coercion on these television stations, because, I mean, you could theoretically start one should you want to, but it'd be pretty tough to get advertisers to support the programming I'm about to tell you about.
Yes.
The pumpkin episode. It was about
it would be a charitable organization.
Maybe. Yeah. I think that
that's some charity. Listen to the pumpkin episode.
No, what I would love to see happen, you know,
people like Ian and me who care about free speech.
Right. As a board member, what I'd like to see happen eventually, you know, once we end the government here in Keene, is to see the local public access channel spin off and continue being a public access channel. You know, if that means we have to pay for the time from the cable company, then that's fine. But to continue to essentially spin off and keep doing what it's doing without having the government's coercion backing it up.
And I think the cable company without government forcing it to do so. It's been doing it all this time. People have this expectation and everything as a PR move.
I think so.
Companies are very concerned with their image with the public.
Plus, it's
and that's sort of an in with the public for them. And so they might have an incentive to keep costs low for anyone who wants to run a channel or something.
It's more than that, though, because it could also be because there's some members of the public, as I'll tell you about here in a moment, that do not like the content of this channel. And so they would be very upset about that. But it's something that separates them from satellite. Think about that. I mean, the local cable company has not much in the way of locally originating programming. They've got something out here in New Hampshire. They've got one network television station out in Manchester. That's it for network TV affiliates. And as far as local access is concerned, you don't get that on DirecTV. You don't get that on satellite. And satellite is their major competitor. So I think you could come to them with a pitch, and you could say, hey, you know, we're going to give you locally originating programming. Give us a good deal on the price, and that will help you sell people on buying your local cable package as opposed to going with the satellite company.
Yeah.
So I think there's a business proposition there as well. So the programming that was in question here tonight, and this has never happened before in the 3 years I've been on this board, was a program called When Elderly Attack, and it has nothing to do with elderly people at all because the guy that produced it is in his 20s apparently. But he's with a pumpkin. You don't see him in the video. Except you see his hand. And the pumpkin has a slit that was cut in it. The pumpkin is on a bed. He approaches the pumpkin and is saying lewd things as he's fingering.
Actual lewd things or just he's kind of suggesting?
He's beating around the bush. He never actually says words we couldn't possibly say here on the radio due to the FCC. He never actually...
So he talks to the pumpkin and say, like as he rubs the slit on the pumpkin, he says, oh, you like that, don't you? You
like
that, don't you?
I can only fit one finger in or I can't fit both in. Or you know, he's fingering and essentially digitally manipulating.
Yeah, you're a dirty pumpkin.
Stuff like that, right? I mean, I didn't watch the entire 6 minutes, so I can't say for sure what it was, but I got the gist of it when I watched a couple minutes, and I just thought it was funny.
I love your orange ridges.
Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Where they slope sexily down your gourdy body.
But nobody got naked. You know, he didn't stick his penis in the pumpkin or anything like that.
I don't know what you're suggesting. Good Lord.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Well, what... I mean,
That was later on RedTube.
It was pretty clear what he was intending to do. You know, he was intending to put something that was sexually... beating around the bush.
It sounds like you're thinking of something entirely different than what I was talking about.
Sexually insinuating.
Insinuating, right, exactly.
Yes.
On the air, in the middle of the day, on a TV station where the intention is for people who are producing mature programming to air it at nighttime. Now, not all public access stations have this nighttime provision where after 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. or 4, I think it's 4 a.m., their specifically mature-oriented programming is being delivered there and not during the daytime. But the station has no real way to know because when you submit a program, you just basically have to say whether it's mature or not.
Yeah.
So if you don't say it's mature, they don't review all the content that comes in. They couldn't possibly.
Did the town want to pay for somebody to review all the content?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
But this pumpkin episode went over the air, and it aired a few times because it's fairly short, so it's easy to put it in after a program that's maybe only 25 minutes long.
Yeah.
And put this thing in there. And boy, were people upset. I will explain what happened here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those. And those features, by the way, include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's free. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the reason I was late to the show tonight is because I decided to stay through the entire Cheshire TV board meeting. Cheshire TV is a local public access channel here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I'm on the board of directors and have been for a while and will continue to be for a while. What had happened is some members of the community were very, very upset. They were very upset about a particular piece of programming they'd seen on this public access station, and the intention of public access is to allow pretty much anybody to say and do pretty much anything on television. In this case, it was a man molesting a pumpkin.
I think that pumpkin was probably traumatized for life.
we'll never know. We don't
vegetable
know what happened
rights.
To it. For all we know, he's keeping the pumpkin locked up in his basement at this point. We don't know what's happened to the pumpkin, but we do know that it did offend people. And so one of the people who was offended decided to take the time. Some people called the station and complained. But one guy, who's apparently an attorney in the area and busybody, decided to take the time to write a threatening letter. Saying that he
attorneys
was,
do love threatening
yeah,
letters.
Yep. So
how bored do you have to be?
You need to have get a life. That's for sure. This guy is actually running for city council. I'd like to point that out as well.
Oh, that so, explains a lot.
Yeah. So basically, he is citing the policies of the station, And the policy of the station is that if a program has mature content or themes, nudity, adult language, violence, graphical, medical procedures, the producer shall inform the station of the nature of the content prior to scheduling. And then that particular content will be scheduled past 10 p.m. at night. And there was no nudity in this particular presentation.
What is an adult theme in this particular... Yeah. You know, I would have to see it. However, I think that it is possible to make the innuendo that one is making with this pumpkin with a slit carved into it without being sort of overtly adult about it. I think that really the people that would, you know, the children, I don't think that they would even get it.
Adult jokes pass kids by.
If
you get it, then it's no big deal, obviously, right, because you know what's going on anyway.
Absolutely.
And if you don't get it, then obviously it's no big deal.
Right. If your 5-year-old was watching that and said, "Daddy, what's he doing that pumpkin?" You can just say, "Well, he's just being silly with it."
Yeah, or he's testing it for ripeness, honey.
Yeah.
You know, he's just seeing if it's ripe enough to make a pumpkin pie or not yet.
So let me just share with you an excerpt from this busybody's mail that he sent to the station, the threatening letter. "Now, if Cheshire TV has made this one mistaken judgment, it would have been understandable. However, it seems more indicative of a pattern of blatant disregard for community standards." And, oh, you can bet I touched on that at the meeting. "Only 2 days later, I was watching the news and switched to Channel 8 quickly. I was shocked to see one of the most repulsive things I've ever viewed on television."
He's led a sheltered life.
"Yeah. It was overtly sexual in nature and degrading to women. I will not describe what I saw in this letter because it was so objectionable." But we just described it. "I do not want to encourage any sort of internet search for this type of material by describing it in this letter. Needless to say, it was obscene and clearly violated our community standards." And so this guy showed up at the meeting tonight. And boy, did he look like a douchebag.
Fortunately, we described it so people can do an internet search and all that stuff.
I looked for it on YouTube, and the guy did not put it on YouTube. So I was disappointed. In fact, I should have talked to him because the dude that made the video was there tonight. I should have said, "Hey, man, put that on YouTube so I can show it to people."
But now, is it not going to come up on a search on the Cheshire TV website or something?
No, it's off the air at this point. It's been pulled down in lieu of the board discussing this matter and the board of directors reviewing the content policy for the station. And so what I pointed out during the meeting was, everybody went around, and there's a variety of opinions on this board of directors, and some of them were not too liberty-oriented. But what I said was, and I wasn't alone in my viewpoint, thank goodness, but what I said was that, well, what are community standards? How does one determine what community standards are? Because within this community, which is essentially you're drawing an arbitrary line on a map and you're saying that, well, the people within this arbitrary line are the community. Or you could say
That's not accurate because it only matters for the people that pay for the station at the very least and then watch the station. So you're really only talking about cable subscribers.
Right.
And then you're really only talking about cable subscribers that choose to watch the government access television. And
Aren't there V-chips and crap out there now?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so you know, who cares?
So I said,
turn it off if you're upset about it.
Precisely right, and that certainly was a viewpoint that was expressed. But as I pointed out, how do you determine what those standards are? I mean, even if you can determine what the community is, how do you determine what the standards are? You're not going to be able to poll all of the cable subscribers to find out what they think. And even if you could, that's not the purpose of public access television. The purpose of public access television is to uphold the First Amendment and the concept of free speech. And the purpose of free speech is not to protect community standards. Because if free speech had to adhere to community standards, it wouldn't be free anymore. You wouldn't be able to say what you wanted to because some prudes out there would essentially say, "Oh, I don't want to hear that stuff." And so it's not about public access television isn't about the community standards, whatever the hell nebulous concept that is. It's about allowing each individual member of the community who has something they want to show or perform or share on television to do that. That's what public access is about. That's the purpose of the public access channel, to let you, no matter how crazy your ideas are, whether you're a racist or you're misogynist or you're a sicko or whatever it is that you do, or you're organized religious, whatever it is you do, to allow it on the channel. And so I actually proposed, I said, I think the existing policy goes too far. because one of the other board members said he thinks that we need to rewrite the policy and we need to come up with more strict terminology about what is and what is not allowed. And of course, as the director of the channel pointed out, that just means that people are going to try to skirt those policies, that they'll, you know, they'll make the most offensive thing they possibly can that skirts those policies. I suggested, I think that the restrictions of the 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. thing need to go away. There needs to be no restrictions on the content that can appear beyond the, you know, the copyright issue.
I disagree with that.
But this individual choice, there are V-chips and things like that.
This is not your babysitter, and that's the other point I made, because the point from all the people that were complaining was, well, I would okay, I'd be all right with it if it was on at midnight, but my children were watching.
But that's the point that I'm I disagree with you on this point. I think that if the guy was actually doing something lewd with the pumpkin, I don't want to see that on television before 10 p.m. or whatever time.
Don't watch the channel. It's supposed to allow anybody to put anything they want on, as long as it's not copyrighted.
I think that this is an issue of people that are subscribed to the cable channel and their opinion to the cable.
No, that
service.
Is not what it is. The purpose of a public access channel. You can disagree with the purpose if you want to.
I disagree
with
the purpose.
But the purpose is to allow anybody to put what they want on the air, as long as they're the ones that produced it, as long as they're the ones that are responsible for the content there.
And I disagree with the purpose.
That's fine. You can disagree with the purpose. I'm telling you that I don't disagree with the purpose. That's one of the reasons I got involved in the channel, was to keep it as free as it possibly can be. Because if you start allowing these people to get in control of allowing and or disallowing certain content, then you open the Pandora's box. And I think by just having that nighttime zone is already opening that box up. And now we're seeing what happens. The next step is happening, where busybodies are coming in and they're saying, this is inappropriate, this is inappropriate, this is offensive, and I don't want to see it. Well, what's offensive to them may not be offensive to me, and what's offensive to me may not be offensive to them. And indeed, one of the more rational voices came from the preacher that is on this panel, because he rightfully pointed out that if you open up this particular box, that at some point somebody's going to come in and say that they're offended by him getting on the air and preaching against homosexuality. So he understands what will happen as a result of putting more controls on the type of content. You'll get this never-ending battle between interest groups in the community over what should and what shouldn't be allowed.
I'm not interested in more controls, Ian. I'm only interested in the controls they have.
But that's not the proposal on the table. The proposal from there are two proposals on the table. Reword the controls to make them more specific, which means more controlling, or to abolish the controls entirely. And I'm supporting abolishing them entirely. So anyway, that's why I was late tonight. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your comments on anything goes. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency, and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your votes. Even at the end of the month here, Mark, last time you told me we were only about 25 votes ahead, and that may have changed today. I'm not sure.
We need votes.
But we still need your votes. So if you haven't voted in the month of October, please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. Of course, once it changes to November, we'll continue asking you for more votes. Mm. And indeed, the podcast awards are coming up as well. So we'll be November is going to be a very, very vote oriented.
It's the voting month.
And these are really votes that can make a difference. So go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. Makes a difference for us. That's for darn sure. Because being number one on the list of shows, podcasts, helps bring new people to the ideas of freedom. And hey, if you're looking for other great liberty-oriented content, head on over to the Low Country Liberty Report at lclreport.com. He's a Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folk. Now, Taryn, the man behind LCL Report, doesn't pretend to be unbiased in his reports, and he does try to add some humor to his presentations. If you'd like, by the way, he's looking for advertisers as well, which I have become an advertiser over at lclreport.com. I'm advertising Freekeen over there, which is my blog site, freekeen.com. lclreport.com. Head on over and watch his videos.
That's just because you want Taryn to move to Keene.
No, it's because Taryn is doing liberty-oriented reporting on YouTube, and that means that the people watching his videos will be probably a good target audience to move to Keene, don't you
Likely
think?
True.
All right. So, you know, Free Talk Live, we've been talking about public access television here this hour and what its intention is. Public access television is not intended to be your babysitter for your children. Indeed, if you're offended by violence or sex or, you know, whatever, sexual innuendo, you probably shouldn't be having cable television in the first place. You know, you probably shouldn't be allowing your teenagers or your children, if that's who you're trying to protect. This guy was saying he wanted to protect
his... Or at least exercise a lot of discretion, because there's right. a lot of it on there, and get your parental control settings out and start playing with them.
Let's go to your phone calls. Barbara is on the line in Delaware, I presume listening to WGMD. Barbara, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, and thank you for taking the call, but
Hi.
I only have one thing to say. It's if I'm watching not a cable, just regular news, and they give me the news, and the next flash is two people fornicating. okay? And then every other word is F U, a B I T, a hoe, and all this stuff, and penis. Do you think I need to say that? And they're going to show this as Ivory Snow? That's not acceptable no matter what.
Okay, so
on that channel, so you would not expect
it's
that.
Not a
you're
channel.
Right.
It's just regular television. You're saying free airwaves for anything goes for anybody.
For public access, yes. That's
well,
exactly
that
the purpose.
Shouldn't be acceptable.
That's the purpose of it.
Why not?
Do you run a red light in front of a cop?
Probably not in front of a cop because
right.
he'd hurt
What's
me.
What's the same difference if you're going to have that kind of FU and seeing two people fornicating after they just said the weather is 92 degrees and 5 inches?
Well, wait, I think you're a little confused about something
here. No, I'm
here.
Not confused.
Point of information.
You're trying to confuse people.
Let's clarify
free
that.
Airwaves are free within limits. You have a right, which is not really a right. You're privileged to drive the road. You must follow the laws.
No, I don't have to.
Well, you're going to make a double park, and you're going to make a left-hand turn in front of a cop, and you're going to
no,
do 105
miles. Barbara, slow down for a moment. Slow down for one moment.
You're going to run a red light in front of a cop?
I want to have a conversation with you, okay?
Well, then
can you slow down for
it.
Just a moment? Can I respond to you here, Barbara?
You're right ahead.
I'm not going to run a red light in front of a cop because he has a gun and is willing to hurt me, but I've run plenty of...
Wrong. He's not going to hurt you. He's going to give you a ticket.
Oh, but if I decide not to pull over, what will he do?
Well, you're not obeying the law.
Well, I hardly ever obey the law unless it actually suits me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, don't you?
Is that the reason why we are the way we are? Because your consensus of opinion don't obey the law?
You know what, Barbara? I don't obey arbitrary words written down by strangers. What I obey is natural law. I obey natural law, Barbara. That means the law of consequences and actions, and that if I do something, I expect consequences will come from that, sometimes good, sometimes bad.
You run a red light, and somebody comes around, and you kill them.
I would never run a red light like
that.
Allow me to explain to you before you jump to conclusions any further.
I'm not conclusion. That was your
You
statement.
Are jumping to conclusions. Allow me to explain, Barbara. When I run a red light, I stop first, look around, make sure no one is in danger, and then I go through.
Oh, you are such a phony. Be honest. You don't stop.
Why would you accuse me of why would you accuse me of lying, Barbara?
Light, you run it because you got to get down to the next corner quicker.
No,
you don't try to
you don't
pass
even,
that.
You know, I have
on.
No reason. There's no reason for me to lie to you, Barbara.
Yeah, you're an absolute liar.
Mark, have you driven with me before?
Nobody in their right mind. If I give you an ink blot,
yeah,
you're
going
to go down the road, and you're not going to see me on the road because you don't see anybody there. You're going to run that red light, and you're going to kill somebody. And you're going to say, you stopped first because nobody's going to pay attention
Running
to you.
Red lights does not result in killing people if you do
yes,
it safely,
because you
Barbara.
Don't know who's the opposite way. That's the same thing.
I can look. My eyes function. I can see.
So why would you run the red light to
begin with? Get on the red lights when you're talking about...
Why would you run the red light to begin with?
What?
Why would you run the red light to begin with?
Because I have somewhere to be.
How does this get to red lights from free speech?
I'd like to talk about this issue. No, she wants to talk about this.
Free speech is the same thing as controlling.
Let's go back to the red lights.
You have laws to go by.
Barbara, let's go back to the red light issue here real quick.
No, because
I think it's interesting.
The gentleman just brought back what's the guy to free speech.
Okay, fine.
You got the same thing about why you have a driver's license. Why bother getting a driver's license?
Dale, it's all you. You brought it back.
Wait, she's asking me why bother getting a driver's license?
Why get a driver's license?
I don't think people should have. It's not used to make sure people drive safely anymore. It's used just to track people. It's a control mechanism to constantly track people.
I'll tell you one thing, gentlemen. You are a trip. And you know what? Whatever station you're on now, we are definitely going to do, and we're not going to do anything for their subscribers or who they've got to sponsor. Because this is even a worthwhile of saying,
that's right. How dare you say what you really feel, Dale?
You're
how dare
run
you?
A red light, you don't care who you call, and you see the daring news,
there are lots
and you don't
of people
care
that run red lights like late at night when there's no traffic and they
well,
know no one's coming the other way.
We're just talking about that 6 o'clock news, 6 o'clock light.
She's all over
and
the place.
And you're going to run through it. Why bother stopping for a school bus?
Barbara.
No.
Barbara. Is it possible?
Why stop for a school bus?
Is it possible that you could drive through a red light and still be safe about it?
No, never.
Why?
You just
why
said that
you
weren't talking about...
Now, you sound quite ridiculous.
Why would you stop for a school bus?
Why would I stop for a school bus? Because I don't want to hit the kids. How about that?
Oh, then why would you stop for a red light?
Well,
I usually do. I usually do if there's a lot of traffic. But if it's middle of the night, there's no traffic.
You could be out in the middle of nowhere, and there could be a red light. There could be a stop sign.
But people have been killed for not stopping. If you're in the middle of nowhere and you can look and see there's no traffic, then you can run the red light. It's not that big a deal.
Not a big deal. Why bother stopping for a bus?
You're the one sounding ridiculous now.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Barbara, I generally agree with what you're saying, except when it comes to the stoplights. And
what's the difference between a stoplight and a school bus?
A stoplight is a light, and a school bus is a school bus.
Full of children.
The light doesn't have any kids in it.
That's what you call a derelict, educated derelict. You've got to come out of Harvard.
I'm really not a derelict. I work for
you. You are an educated derelict.
Barbara, I was agreeing with you.
Well, you know what?
I agree with you.
Play your games.
No.
Because I tell you what, when you pass that next red light, I sure hope they get you good enough.
Barbara,
don't kill anybody.
I'm agreeing with you.
She hung up on you, Mark.
But I agree with you, Barbara. I was telling you that I agree with you, except for the stoplight thing.
Children, Mark. There's children around at every red light. You could possibly hear and kill someone.
This, by the way, gentlemen.
If you would run a red light at 3 in the morning when there's no traffic as far as the eye can see, then you would just as soon run over a school bus and kill all the kids inside.
Now gentlemen, this is the reason that I do not support the complete liberty standpoint. Because of people like Barbara simply don't get it.
People like Barbara are dinosaurs. They're never going to get it. She is irrelevant.
If the
state will fall, not because every single person wants it to, but because not every single person is going to keep believing in that ridiculous.
As soon as the people stop being obedient, as soon as 1-2% of people stop being obedient, the state's game is over.
Really? How many people at the top top end of the cannabis protests here in Keene? How many were there?
I don't know, 100?
On the Ridley Report, I thought I heard 300.
No way.
No way?
No way.
Okay,
no.
So...
not even across both Keene and Manchester.
So there were 100, more than 100 people, maybe, let's call it 130 people at the cannabis protests.
Okay.
And if you added them all up, the people that just came at different times, you probably could get to, say, 220, right?
Maybe.
That's 1%.
These are not people rejecting this religion of statism. Well, these are people opposing one law.
That's more than 1% of the people in Keene, New Hampshire, and we still have cannabis laws here, right?
The law doesn't matter. It's not being enforced.
You're obsessed with what's written on paper.
Who cares what's written
on paper?
You're
wrong with your numbers.
Those
your 1% is bullcrap.
No, that's not true.
It's wrong.
We're out of time.
Mistake.
Those people are smoking out every single day, and they're getting away with it, and the cops are leaving them alone. That's a success. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Off to fornicate!
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.